哇！朋友们，同学们，耶稣爱你们，我也爱你们，感谢。OK, that's enough for Chinese today. Oh, I will bring you more in the future as I change, not just into the likeness of Christ, but also in fellowship with you.
当我不只是在越来越像基督的这样的生命的当过程当中，我会带来更多的讲更多的中文，而且也是就是在跟大家的同样的团契里头，我也会学更多的中文。
Today's message is about the changes that took place in the life of the Apostle Paul.
今天我们要传讲的信息是有关于在保罗生命当中所发生的几件事情，改变了他生命非常的剧烈的几件事情。
But these changes also represent our lives as well.
而这些在保罗生命当中所发生的改变，我们在我们的生命当中也能够发现有许多类似的地方。
Before we look at the Bible today, I'm reminded of two other changes that took place this past week.
在我们开始读今天的圣经经文之前，我们来看看有两件主要的改变。
How do you know when a good change has taken place? And what do you think of when you hear the word change?
你怎么能够知道一个改变，这样的一个改变对你是有益的呢？或者是说你又怎么能知道，这件事情已经发生了呢？
Our sermon is called The Changed Life.
今天我们的讲到的主题是不同的人生。
And the two events I'm going to talk about that took place this week changed the lives of those people, but also would change the lives of others.
我们等一下要看在最近发生了两件事情，改变了很多人的生命的事情。
Now, one change involved the inventor of the drug LSD.
其中一件事情就是一个发明了药物，可能是迷幻药这样的药物的一个发明的人。
It was a drug that was popular during the 70s and had another name called acid.
在70年代的时候，他发明了这个药，然后当时的人呢，称这个药叫做 acid， 就是酸那个字的意思。
The person who invented this drug died this past week.
上个星期，这个发明的人他过世了。
But before he died, he was convinced all of his life that his drug would change the world.
在他过世之前，他在他的心里深信，他所发明这个药能够改变这整个世界。
Well, his drug caused people to hallucinate.
但是他的药呢，事实上就是让服用的人或者是使用这个药的人会产生一些幻觉。
And it certainly changed his life. He took the drug himself.
他自己呢，同时也使用这个药物，所以他的生命也因此受到很多的影响。
So he probably had hallucinations about the way it was going to change the world.
所以他深信这个药能够改变世界，可能也是他的幻想之一。
The drug was for mental patients.
这个药用意是要治疗一些有精神疾病的患者。
But the drug was banned very soon after its introduction.
但是就当这个药上市了以后，马上不久以后就已经被。
And there were thousands of people who suffered around the world because of the harmful effects of this drug.
因为这个药有很不好的副作用，所以呢，马上就被禁用了。
And most people in the world wished that this medicine had never been created.
甚至于有很多人心里面希望这个药从来就没有被发明过。
It was a change, but perhaps a bad change.
这样的改变呢，这样的一个不同呢，就是一个我们所谓的一个不好的一个改变。
The other significant event that took place this week involved my wife Janet and a friend of hers.
另外还有一件不是很起眼的事情，就是发生在我的妻子还有我妻子的朋友 Janet 身上的一件事情。
She has a friend who's visiting from China. She was a visiting professor at UCF in the management department. Yeah, my wife's friend.
我太太的一个朋友呢，是从中国来这里访问的一个学者。
About a year ago, she invited her friend to church.
差不多一年多前，我的太太邀请这个朋友到教会去。
She enjoyed the experience, so since she was Chinese, she also invited her to come to this church.
因为她是来自于中国，所以我太太邀请她到我们的教会来过。
Now my wife has not seen her for almost a year, but she saw her this past week.
差不多有一年的时间，他们没有再联系彼此，但是就在上个星期，他们又联系上了。
And her life had changed. She had become a Christian. And she was an on fire Christian. She just couldn't stop talking about Jesus to my wife. And my wife was so surprised. But then she also noticed that her friend was very afraid, perhaps concerned about returning to China.
当我的妻子感到非常的惊讶的时候，她也发现了这个朋友对于她即将要回到中国有很多事情会不再一样，感到非常的忧心。
She was wondering how would her friends in China and the authorities and the government accept her being a Christian.
她心里面在考虑，当她回到中国的时候，她这样的一个基督徒的身份会受到当地的朋友，还有甚至于当地的政府怎么样的一个对待。
But God had caused this Chinese lady to grow in her faith.
但是神是自己把她引领到她的国度里面的。
And she believed that God himself would provide a way forward.
所以她相信神会为她预备她前面的道路。
Now this is a good change.
这就是一个好的改变。
And it's very similar to the events that took place in the life of the Apostle Paul.
而这件事件呢，就跟我们今天要看的保罗他的生命有非常相似的地方。
So we're going to discuss this further and how God himself is a part of what happens in changed lives.
所以我们要来看看，当我们的生命有一些转变的时候，神在当中是怎么样的一个引领的角色，怎么样的在当中扮演非常重要的一个部分。
We're going to discuss how for people like you, Christians,
我们将要看看，就像我们在座的每一位，我们身为基督徒。
It is God himself who provides evidence of the changed life and that something is different.
每一件在我们生命当中发生的不同的事情都是神自己所允许的。
It is God himself who provides for growth and unity.
是神他在我们当中赐给我们合一，并且赐给我们所需的一切。
And God himself provides the way forward for changed lives.
而且神也为我们预备我们前面的道路。
Now of course all of that is up on the PowerPoint.
我们等一会儿看到这些东西都在我们的投影片上面能看得见。
But the importance of this is that when we make decisions about religion and faith, we all want to feel that as we grow up or grow more mature, that we will become more convinced about those decisions that they are true.
这一整件事情的一个关键就是当我们 选择一个宗教或者是选择一个信仰的时候，我们当然是盼望这样的信仰能够为我们的生命带来一些正面的影响。
And it's easier when you can look back on those moments when you first become a Christian.
当我们变成一个基督徒的时候呢，我们再回头看看经过了这么多年的一些改变的时候，我们才会明白所发生的一切。
And remember the excitement that God brought into your life.
并且能够记得，当我们的生命改变的时候，我们是怎么样的一个欢喜快乐的一个心态。
Now Paul had been called the destroyer of the churches, of the Christian churches.
保罗当他人叫做扫罗的时候，是非常有名，他是一个专门迫害基督徒还有基督教会的一个人。
But in that video, Paul was transformed and changed with excitement.
但是我们刚刚所看的这个短片里头，我们看出 保罗变成了一个热心传福音的一个人。And
that's what you see in the painting up there.
这就是我们所看到的一个不同的改变。Now
I have also included the Lake Yale 2008 poster up there.
我也把我们今年退休会的这个海报放在我的投影片里头。Because
I'm sure we all have expectations that after we go to Lake Yale, that we want to come back changed people.
我们相信我们每个人在我们去 参加这个退休会之前，我们心里都会有很多的期待。我们怎么样能够在里头得到一些益处，进而回来我们的生命能够影响我们周遭更多人的生命。Who
wants to come back from Lake Yale and be the same as they are right now?
有人会想要回来之后没有任何的不同吗？
Okay, no hands, that's fine.
非常好，没有任何人。<laughs>
Alright, so let's pray and then we'll begin to talk about these things. Make sure you've registered for Lake Yale if you haven't.
如果你还没报名的话呢，赶快报名，我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we're grateful for this opportunity to take a look at your word.
我们在天上的父，我们为我们今天能够来学习你的话语，向你献上感谢。
May you be blessed by it.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
May we be blessed by it.
也求你祝福我们。
And may others be blessed by our understanding of it.
也求你借着我们能够明白这样的教导，我们能够去祝福别的人。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Okay, open your Bibles to Acts chapter 9, verses 26 through 30.
请打开《使徒行传》九章二十六节到三十节。
If you don't have your Bibles, of course, it's up there on the screen.
在大荧幕上也能看得见。
I'm going to let you just read it in Chinese. We won't read it in English.
我们一会用中文先来读。
Please begin.
请。接待他，领他去见使徒，把他在路上怎么样看见主，就是说话。他在大马士革怎样奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都述说出来。于是扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入来往，奉主的名放胆传道，并说希腊话的人，加速辩驳，他们却想法子要杀他。弟兄们知道了。就送他下该撒利亚，打发他往大树去。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, what you just read was what was talked about by the disciple Luke in the video you just saw.
我们刚刚所读的这段经文是由使徒路加所记载下来的，发生在保罗身上的事情。
Luke was the one on the boat, and he's also the disciple who wrote the Gospel of Luke as well as Acts.
在影片里头向别人传讲这段事情的那个人就是路加。
He was a doctor, and he wanted to be very detailed in explaining to us what happened in the conversion of Paul.
因为他的职业是一个医生，所以他对很多事情的细节都特别的讲究。
And he said immediately after Paul's conversion, he started preaching.
他当时说，从保罗信主之后，他马上就开始传讲福音。
How do you do that? How many of you started preaching right after you became a Christian?
有多少人在我们当中，当你变成基督徒，马上就开始去跟人家传教呢？
Many of you probably say, well, we probably need to go to seminary like Craig.
很多人可能会心里面想，我们可能要像你一样去上过神学院，我们才能开始传教。
But you don't have to do that. You could always share the excitement and joy in your life and being a Christian with anyone.
但是神学的装备并不是一定要的，你可以跟周围的人分享你的生命的改变。
The two things that helped Paul to do this was, of course, his Jewish training.
这里头保罗有两个优势，他就是第一，他受过很严格的犹太教的装备。
But the other thing that helps him was earlier in Acts, Ananias laid hands on him and he received the Holy Spirit.
另外还有一件事情，就是在《使徒行传》的前几章，亚拿尼亚，按手在他身上，他接受了圣灵之后，他就得到了圣灵的帮助。
Now this is how any new believer, you and I, have excitement, and God shows us in our lives that the change in our life is true. It's the Holy Spirit in you.
对我们来讲，当我们看见我们身上所发生的许多转变的时候，我们就知道是神的手在我们身上所动的工，我们就可以。向周围的人来分享我们所身上所发生的一些不同的事情。
So Paul had been changed in a powerful way. He had a powerful testimony, and there was a very powerful response.
因为保罗的经历非常的不平凡，所以呢，他的讲道也非常的带有能力。
But now, what happens when one day someone is a bully, and then the next day they come up to you and they say, "Hi, I'm your best friend."
你可以想象一下，当一个人他在学校里头是一个恶棍，老是欺负人的，突然他有一天到你的面前来说，我要做你的好朋友，我不再欺负你了，你会有什么样的感觉呢？
If you see someone on the TV news and they're a serial killer, and then the next day they happen to be standing beside you, what are you going to think?
当一个人在电视上你看到他出现的时候是一个 连环的一个杀人魔，然后后面一段没听到。
A serial killer, what are you going to think?
Okay. 然后他的生命改变了，变好了，你会有什么样的想法？是这样。
Yeah. Or a terrorist. It could be anyone.
或者是一个恐怖分子。
But a bad person, and all of a sudden they're a good person.
突然之间转变成好人了。
Like most people, you're probably going to say, I don't believe it.
大部分的人可能都会有同样的反应，就是难以置信。
You may even be afraid.
你可能甚至会有一点害怕。
That's the way they look at Paul.
当时他们对保罗的观感就是这样子。
But in this first case, in the opening of the video that you saw, it was Paul's friends in the synagogue who were so surprised.
当时就是保罗他的以前的老朋友，在会堂里头的一些老朋友，对他的身上的这些转变感到非常的惊讶。
They wanted him to be a serial killer and get rid of the Christians, but instead, he was talking about the love of Christ.
他们心中所期望的是保罗继续的去迫害基督徒，而不是成为一个宣讲福音的人。
And so here Paul was, and he had a problem.
所以呢，保罗就面临到这样的一个难题。
Because soon afterwards, he was to go to Jerusalem.
因为不久之后，他要到耶路撒冷去。
And Jerusalem was the place where Stephen was stoned.
耶路撒冷就是当时斯提凡被石头打死的地方。
And Paul didn't know what to expect.
保罗心里不晓得什么样的事情会发生在他身上。
He was now, as you saw in the video, rejected by his friends. They were saying, isn't this the man who was supposed to come here and arrest the Christians? And now he's talking about Jesus.
我们在影片中看到他受到他朋友的排挤。
So they wanted to kill him.
所以呢，他们决定要把保罗给杀害。
And now he was going to go talk to the Christians.
而现在呢，他准备要去跟基督徒结交，跟他们一同来同工。
But they would be afraid and reject him.
所以基督徒当时对他的感觉就是不相信他是真的转变了，并且是对他有一点害怕。
It is the faith of Barnabas that makes a difference.
幸亏有巴拿巴的信心使整个事情扭转过来。
And I'm hoping that many of you are like Barnabas.
我在这里也盼望我们当中有更多的人能像巴拿巴一样凭着信心来扭转很多的事情。
Barnabas was known as the son of encouragement.
巴拿巴他的一个名声就是他是一个劝慰者的角色，特别容易去安慰别人，帮助别人。
And he had to take a risk on Paul.
而且他当时接纳保罗的时候，事实上是在做一个冒险的事情。
And that's what the Christian church is supposed to be like. We're supposed to take risks with strangers and outcasts.
对于基督教会来讲，我们也是同样的。要冒一个险，就是去接纳一些社会所不接纳的人，或者是一些陌生人。
And it's only the Holy Spirit that can help us do this.
而只有在圣灵的帮助之下，我们才办得到这样的事情。
So God Himself has to do that, and that brings us to our very first point, that it's God who will also provide evidence to other people that you are a Christian, that the change in your life is real.
这里头要靠神亲自来动工，让我们能够见到在我们生命当中的改变。
It was the same for Paul. At first, the officials in Damascus, that's the first place that he was at, they wanted to believe he was just like them.
他们当时希望能够确认保罗跟他们是一样的。
That's why when they saw him talking about Jesus, they say, isn't this the man who raised confusion in Jerusalem among those who call on his name? This is from Acts 9:21.
所以他们当时就心里面自己在议论，这不就是那个在全地去迫害基督徒的那个人吗？
And they saw that Paul was growing more and more powerful in what he said about Christ.
而他们也同时见到，当保罗在见证基督的时候，他的信息是越来越带有能力。
If you open your Bibles and you look at Acts 9:22, it says that Paul proved to them that Jesus is the Christ.
我们可以在《使徒行传》九章二十二节里头看到。
Now,
当时保罗能够完全的证明耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Now when was the last time you proved to someone that Jesus was the Savior on the world, was the Savior of the world, and they got down on their knees right then and said, "Yes, I want to accept Christ."
你曾经有这样的经历吗？就是你向一个人讲论神，然后让他明白耶稣是神的儿子，而他们愿意接受主，做他们的救主。
That has never happened to me.
我自己没有这样的经历。
Now, it happened at that particular time because the Holy Spirit was so powerful in Paul.
在当时的环境当中，圣灵大大的运行，所以就是保罗借着圣灵的帮助，能够达到这样的一个效果。
And it also is related to how people know that your life has changed.
而且里头也牵涉到很多人看见他们自己生命的转变。
This is what I want you to remember.
我希望大家能够记得。
God does this by showing people that some kind of personal encounter with Him has taken place that is believable, and that your behavior and effect on others will demonstrate it is true.
神希望我们能够明白的知道，我们能够借着在我们生命的一些转变，是能够证明耶稣基督是神的儿子，只有耶稣基督能够改变我们的生命。
You've heard these stories before.
你可能听过很多次这样的分享。
About Christians whose lives were changed.
很多人的生命因着耶稣基督改变。
I became a Christian as a teenager.
我在青少年的时期，我变成一个基督徒。
And I shared with people this morning in the church, the youth group, how I stopped dating teenage high school girls.
我今天早上跟我们教会的 teenager, 就是我们的青少年分享的。当时我成为基督徒之后，我开始停止去跟很多的人约会。
So in high school, my parents thought I was gay.
所以在我在高中的时候呢，我的父母一度以为我是一个同性恋。
I carried a big Bible, it was bigger than this one.
我当时随身总是带着一本很大的圣经，比这本还大。
And I went around to nursing homes and tried to serve in ministry.
我当时到很多老人安养院去，帮助他们，试着在那边能够做一点事。
I was constantly at church and in prayer.
我总是到教会去，然后常常到教会里头去祷告。
I was really happy.
我当时非常的享受这样的生活。
But my family was not.
但是我的家人不太喜欢。
I'll never forget, a year after I became a Christian, my sister came up to me and she said, Craig, I don't know what to get you for a birthday present.
我永远都不会忘记我成为基督徒的第一年，有一次我的姐姐来找我，她说我不晓得该送你什么样的生日礼物。
You're so different now.
你跟以前完全不一样了。
The first thing I wanted to know from her, was it a good change or a bad change?
当然我当时很急的想知道到底你看到的是一个好的还是不好的。
It turned out to be a good change because my sister also accepted Christ.
看样子我当时给她造成的影响是好的，因为后来我姐姐也成为基督徒了。
So, God had touched my sister and people around me, and a lot of other people became Christians.
所以我们可以知道当时神触摸了我周围的很多的人，然后借着我让他们都成为基督徒了。
So how about for you? Are people around you becoming Christians because of what God is showing them about your life?
你周围的人有没有因为你的改变能够见到神的荣耀而成为基督徒呢？
In the case of our message today, God reached out and he touched Barnabas and he said, you got to trust this guy.
当时是神的亲自的向巴拿巴显明说你要去触摸这个人，让他的生命改变。
That's an amazing thing because trust is not easily won when broken.
因为当我们对一个人不信任的时候，要重新的再信任这个人是非常的困难的。
I shared two stories with the youth group this morning about trust.
今天早上我跟我们的青少年分享了有关于信任这样的一个故事。
One of them involved a little boy who was on a rock.
其中有个故事是有关于在一个大石头上面的一个小孩子，小男孩。
And the little boy is on the rock, his father is looking the other way, and all of a sudden, he jumps.
当时这个孩子站在大石头上，他的父亲并没有看着他，突然之间这个小孩子就往下跳了。
And when he jumps, he says, hey dad!
他在半空中叫他爸爸。
His father quickly looks around, and then the boy just kind of falls into his arms, and then they both fall into the ground.
当他爸爸回头过来的时候，孩子已经从半空中上掉到他身上，他们两个同时就倒在那个草地上。
His father doesn't know whether to be upset or happy, so he asks his son, "Why would you do this?"
他爸爸当时哭笑不得，心里面想，你为什么这么冒险要从那上面跳下来呢？
And the little boy says, "Because you're my dad."
因为你是我的爸爸。
You're supposed to catch me.
我相信你一定会接住我的。
I trust you.
我相信你，我信任你。
Now, there's a different kind of trust in this world.
还有另外一种不同的信任。
The second story I told the youth group about was about a little boy who was on a ledge.
另外一个不同的故事就是
ledge. How do you say ledge?
Oh.
Small platform.
Okay.
Step. He was on a step.
有一个男小男孩，他也是像这样在一个台子上面。
He's on a step. He's about maybe 5 or 6 years old, and his father says, "Jump, and I will catch you."
他爸爸说：“你跳下来，我一定会接住你。”
The little boy is afraid.
这小男孩很害怕。
And so finally, his father convinces him to jump.
最后呢，他还是他爸爸有还是说服了他，他准备要跳下来了。
The little boy jumps, but the father moves out of the way.
这个小孩跳下来了，然后爸爸呢，竟然没有接他，而且还往旁边挪移了一下。
And then the little boy is on the ground. He's crying. He looks up to his father. Why would you do this?
这个孩子开始哭，并且就心里充满了疑惑：你为什么要这样骗我呢？
And the father says, "I'm teaching you an important lesson in life."
这个爸爸说：我是要教你一个很重要的功课。
Never trust anyone, including me.
不要信任任何人，包含我。
That's not the kind of trust I'm talking about here.
我们今天并不是要教大家这样的一种信任。
But that's the trust that the world has.
但是这事实上就是我们在世界上所能见到的信任的模式。
And so a little bit of the world was coming through for these Christians who were being asked to trust Paul. It says they were afraid of him.
当时对初代教会的基督徒，他们也是面临这样的一种考验。
But Barnabas, he says to the rest of them, he's talking about Dad, and you can trust Dad. That's our Father in heaven.
当时巴拿巴就用类似于这样的一种故事来劝慰其他的基督徒，我们可以信任保罗，我们能够接纳他。
And so Barnabas introduced him to the apostles and disciples. He took a great risk on his reputation.
所以巴拿巴为了要接纳保罗，他冒着自己的名声受损的这样的一个险。
In Acts chapter 4, Barnabas is known as Joseph. He was one of the first donors to the early Christian church.
后来巴拿巴被称为约瑟，他就是当时教会的第一个几个开始的创始者之一。
And that's what God wants out of our lives. He wants us to experience growth. Because the only way people will know people are Christians is if someone reaches out to them and says, "I believe you. I want to be in fellowship with you. I want to grow with you in Christ."
这也是为什么神希望我们的生命在成长的过程当中也能够同时的向其他的人来分享自己生命的改变，所以我们就能够建立一个团契的关系。
And that's what God wants us to do with new Christians.
所以作为一个基督徒，神希望我们能够这样子的过我们的生命。
He wants us to accept them into our fellowship, and He will prove Himself that their faith is genuine.
神会希望我们借着我们来向那一些不受欢迎的人，能够接纳他们到教会来。神也会在当中向他们显明，让他们知道神是可以信任的。
Now, besides showing us Himself that people's faith is genuine, God also provides growth in the life, in the changed life of the believer.
神不但帮助我们生命能够有些改变，他也帮助我们的生命能够成长。
So we'll go to our next slide.
我们来看下一章。
And the scripture says, Paul stayed with them now and moved about freely, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord.
我们刚刚也读到保罗在四处自由的行动，传讲神的福音。
The Bible says that any person in Christ is a new creation.
圣经里头说，每一个在耶稣基督里头的人都是一个新造的人。
And so Paul went around sharing and preaching. You would think he'd been a Christian all of his life.
当时保罗到处去传讲神的讯息，似乎就好像他一辈子都是一个基督徒那样子的一个热忱。
But there are details about Paul's conversion experience that are not included in this text.
但是里头有很多的细节在这一段经文里头并没有提到。
So I also ask you to look at Acts chapter 22 and Galatians chapter 1.
所以我们也要来读一下《使徒行传》22章还有21章。
The important thing here is that it's the Holy Spirit that gives us power as we witness and causes us to grow.
我们在这两段经文里头能够见到是圣灵让我们的生命得到滋润，得到成长。
But there has to be acceptance in a Christian community.
但是必须要能够 在自己是属于一个基督徒的这样的一个团体里头。
Now there's another reason that Paul has to be able to have this kind of fellowship with the believers.
另外还有一个原因促使保罗必须要成为他们其中的一份子。
When you become a Christian, God has a plan for your life.
当我们成为基督徒之后，对我们每个人神都有不同的计划。
And for many people, he allows them to see a glimpse of that plan when they first accept Christ.
有些人神可能在他们刚成为基督徒的时候就向他们显明了整个计划的一部分。
Sometimes it's because of the circumstances that are involved.
有时候是因为当时的环境神让他们看见了一些计划。
In Paul's case, he was a persecutor, so Jesus said to him, I will show you how much you will have to suffer for my name.
当时因为保罗是一个迫害基督徒的人，所以耶稣基督对他说，我也会让你知道，因为我的名你要受到多少的迫害。
So can you imagine Paul when he went back to Jerusalem? This was the place where he had participated in the stoning of Stephen the Martyr.
当他回到耶路撒冷这个城市的时候，这就是他当时他们把斯蒂凡用石头打死，他同时也是其中一份子的地方。
So if they stone Stephen, what do you think they're going to do to Paul when he comes back to Jerusalem?
当他在那里杀死了斯蒂凡之后，他再回到这个城市，你觉得当地的人会怎么样对待他呢？
It says in our text they wanted to kill him.
在经文里头提到他们想要杀保罗。
But you see, God had a different plan for Paul.
但是我们可以看到神对保罗有一个不同的计划。
Paul was his chosen instrument to the Gentiles, you and I.
保罗是神所 选用的器皿，去向外邦人传福音的一个工具。
But in order to make this work out, God had to give him the support of the Christian community.
但是保罗不能够自己一个人就达成这些事情，所以神为他预备了一个在他后面支持他的整个这个初代教会。
Jesus said, if they persecute me, they will persecute you also.
耶稣说他们迫害我，他们也同样的会迫害你。
And someone once asked me, how do Christians in the United States suffer today?
曾经有人问过我，当现在北美的基督徒他们为基督受什么样的迫害呢？
I mean, when you talk about Christ, do people want to kill you?
在这里，如果你讲论耶稣基督，会有人想要杀你吗？
They may think you're stupid, but they won't want to kill you.
他们可能觉得你是个呆瓜，但是不见得会想杀你。
But our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ are suffering around the world.
但是我们在主内的很多弟兄姐妹，在全世界有很多人都为了这个福音在受苦。
In the Sudan, in many Muslim countries, they cut their heads off, they threaten them, they enslave them, they are suffering tremendously, they're thrown in jail.
在苏丹或者是非洲很多国家，他们面临到砍头的危险，他们还有很多回教国家，他们都受到迫害。
And God expects us to suffer with them, to hear their stories, and also to pray for them.
这样的一个了解让我们知道我们要为其他的在全世界的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
So if you don't subscribe to publications like the Voice of the Martyrs or publications about Christians suffering in China, I encourage you to do so.
我鼓励大家能够订阅一些有关于殉教者这样子的杂志。
Now you do suffer here in the United States, but the attacks on you are very different. They are spiritual,psychological.
我们在这里同样的也受到一些迫害，但是不是肉体上的迫害，是精神上的，还有心灵上的一些迫害。
It has to do with your worldview.
这跟你的世界观有很大的关系。
Your view on prosperity and materialism.
当你相信的是物质主义，还有整个世界上的这个虚荣的主义的时候。
It has to do with your view on evolution versus creationism.
还有他也跟你相信的是进化论或者是创造论有关。
And it has to do with your view on morality versus abortion.
还有跟你对于这个堕胎的这样的议题的看法也有关。
And sometimes it has to just do with tolerance. What do you think about gay people?
有时候你就面临到一个考验，你对同性恋的这些人是怎么样的一个看法？
You know, Your kids struggle with questions like this every day, and they are persecuted.
你的孩子因为他们所信的信仰，他们在教在学校里头会显得格格不入，每天都受到精神上的很大的压力。
Help them in those situations. The Holy Spirit will show both of you how to respond.
身为父母的我们要能够听圣灵的教导，帮助我们自己的孩子来在这样的一个征战当中能够得胜。
It is God Himself that will provide the way forward in those situations for you.
要相信神自己会为我们预备智慧。
I'm going to give you an example very quickly about gay people.
我现在要给大家讲一个例子。
The issue is not whether they're homosexual or heterosexual.
问题不在于他们是同性恋还是异性恋。
The issue for God is that people should not lust after each other.Regardless of their sexual orientation.
重点就是在十诫里头有提到，我们不应该恋慕别人的身体，不管他是同性或者是异性。
And so God will provide you knowledge and wisdom and clarity about how to pursue these questions.
神会给我们一个清楚的知识以及智慧，让我们能够对这样子的一些议题有什么样的回应。
And will provide a way forward.
并且为我们预备一个道路。
Let's go into our last point here.
我们来看最后一章。
In point three, let's go back one. In point three, in terms of God providing a way forward, Paul was now under another threat. He was threatened in Damascus by his friends. Now he's threatened by the synagogue in Jerusalem.
保罗在大马士革，受到他的朋友们的迫害。现在呢，他在耶路撒冷受到。教会的一些质疑。
It says here, the Jews in verse 29, they wanted to kill him. It says, when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus.
在29节里头提到，当时他们明白了这样的事情的时候，他们就送他下凯撒利亚，打发他往大树去。
Now they could have easily have said, Paul persecuted others, now he's going to get what he deserves.
当时的这些初代教会的信徒们，他们其实可以以牙还牙。
But because of the fellowship, him moving freely around them, they knew that Paul was not supposed to suffer the same fate as Stephen.
他们明白，保罗不应该像斯提凡一样的受害。
In Acts chapter 22, it tells us that Paul even had a vision about these things.
而在22章里头也提到，保罗事先就已经预知了这样的事情。
And so what we're looking at here is spiritual warfare.
所以我们在这里看到的是一个属灵的征战。
When you're in trouble, what do you do?
当你有困扰的时候，你会怎么做呢？一般。
What do you do? Pray. Yes, 祷告。
祷告。
Pray.
有些人说祷告。
You pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Pray under any situation and circumstances, and the peace of God will be yours.
圣经里头说，我们要不住的祷告，神的平安就会与你们同在。
You see, leading up to all this, the Christians had been praying very hard.
我们可以看到基督徒很认真的、很殷勤的祷告。
Because Paul was a very effective killer.
事实上，保罗在于迫害基督徒上面是非常有果效的。
He persecuted the church, and the Christians said, "God help us."
当时他在迫害这些基督徒的时候，我们就见到当时的教会非常迫切的祷告，他们向神求帮助。
And the Christians were also being persecuted by the Jews.
而且呢，当时的基督徒也被犹太教的信徒。
And they were saying, "If you are God, you'll help us."
他们也同时向神祷告，求神帮助他们。
And so we're going to see how God responds in history in this situation and under the conditions of spiritual warfare.
我们就会看到在历史上神。对于这样的属灵征战，还有这样的一些危险的情况当中，神怎么样的工作
？You see, there's a reason down here where it says, "Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace." That's what it says in verse 31.
在第三十一节里头也说到，当时犹太加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安被建立，凡事敬畏主都得蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
It's because God was working through prayer.
这就是因为神回应了当时基督徒的祷告。
And an emperor named Caligula would come along.
当时的皇帝
Emperor Caligula. He was a Roman emperor, Caligula.
I don't know. You
can say, yeah, Roman emperor would come along who would hate the Jews. How about that? A Roman emperor who hated the Jews came along.
他们也知道之后的这个罗马的皇帝呢会继续的来迫害基督徒。
And the Christians would find out what it means to push God.
当时的基督徒因为这样的情况他们就会学习怎么样的应用我们
Next slide.
下一个看到的原则。
Push. Push is pray until something happens.
这个 push 的原则就是 pray until some 祷告直到事情有些转变。
All right, that's why it says. Well, I can't read the Chinese. I better read the English version here. That's what it says. But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
这里提到腓立比书四章六节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人平安的意外，必在基督耶稣里面保守你们的心怀意念。
So, do you need peace in your lives?
你在你的生命当中现在需要平安吗
？Do you have a problem?
你有什么难题没有办法解决吗
？You need to push.
你可以应用这些原则。
And you need to have other people push for you.
你也要有别人在后面推你一把。
Some of you were pushing for me because the other job I had to complement this job went away.
我知道当中有很多人应用了这个原则为我跟神求。
And God provided me with another job, and so for that, I thank.
而神回应了你们的祷告，为我提供了另外一个工作。
And I say amen.
对。
All right, I'm going to go to the last slide because Bial said I had to be brief this morning.
因为牧师不准我讲太多，所以我们现在要做一个总结了。
Now, here is the key. How do people really, really know that your life has changed as a Christian? There's only one way you can really find that out. And you know what that is?
我们要来看唯一仅有的一个方法，让周围的人能够看见你的生命的转变的一个方法。
It's right there at the top of the slide. It's what Paul said of himself. He knew his life had changed.And he knew other people had been affected, and knew that his life had changed because they praised God for him.
当你周围的人为了你而向神献上感谢的时候，你就能够清楚地得到一个确据，你已经达到了这样的一个目的了。
And that's the way people will know that your life has changed also when other people praise God for you.
这也是别人能够确认你的生命的确是有一些改变的，因为别人为了你向神献上感谢。
Then they will know that it is true that any person in Christ is a new creation.
也由此他们也能够验证，在基督里头，每个人都是新造的人。
And so that's why I want to end with the summary here.
所以我们现在来看这里一个结论。
For the changed life, God provides evidence something is different by showing people we have had some kind of personal encounter with Him and that our subsequent behavior has an impact that He can confirm.
我们可以借着这个人的行为的转变，我们知道这个人他自己跟神有一个遇见神了，他跟神有一个不同的一段经历。
And for the changed life, God also provides growth, but it's through unity. Growth.
而且借着你呢，很多人也能够知道神为我们的生命的成长。
But you have to want to grow.
你，但是我们必须要知道我们想要有哪方面的成长。
You know, in Peter it says that as new believers, you should desire the sincere.Sweet milk of the word. That's what it calls the scriptures, so that you can grow by it.
作为一个基督徒，我们要能够渴慕神的话语里头所给我们的安慰，还有所享受的甘甜。
And then people will know that your life has changed because you will have interactions with each other in unity and fellowship that says that not only you're different, but you're growing.
所以呢，在我们的教会、我们的团契当中，我们虽然是一体，但是我们也同时的知道我们的生命也在成长。
This is what the Holy Spirit does for you.
这就是我们的圣灵，他为我们所做的。
It says you'll have the mind of Christ because of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible says.
因为我圣灵的帮助，所以我们会有基督耶稣基督的心。
And then finally, God will provide the way forward for you in your changed life, regardless of the situation that you find yourself in if you will learn to push him.
所以我们能够确信在未来不管我们会有什么样的挑战或者什么样的情况神会成为那个供应者让我们能够度过。
When things come along in your life and you don't know why, it's God himself who is actually pushing you to pray until something happens.
当我们生命当中发生了很多事情你甚至不知道为什么会有这些事情发生在我身上的时候我们就可以明白是神自己在催促我们去应用我们这个 push 的原则。
And then people will praise God because of you.
而其他的人也会因此为你向神献上感谢。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we're so grateful for this story of the Paul's changed life.
天父，我们为保罗这样子的一个故事，他的生命的转变，向你献上感谢。
We pray we will learn the lessons you desire us to learn from it.
我们求你帮助我们能够从中学习到你与我们预备的功课。
And so then we can pray so that others will be changed around us.
所以我们也都能够为其他的人来代祷，让他们的生命也能得到改变。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.